Sports News, The Global Link.
EFZ distances itself from memorial activities for late President Edgar Lungu before burial. Political activists say peaceful environment before election must be embraced, and heavy gunfire in Somali capital as row over election delay escalates. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has directed its structures, provincial fellowships, member churches, and affiliated leaders not to organize, endorse, facilitate or participate in memorial activities for the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu before his burial. EFZ Executive Director Alan Kasungami said the position is guided by the conviction that it is both morally inappropriate and premature to hold nationwide memorial observances before the burial of the deceased has taken place. Reverend Kasungami said the fellowship has communicated the position clearly and respectfully to the parties concerned. He further stated that EFZ takes exception to any event being presented as organized, sponsored, powered or endorsed by the Church or the Body of Christ without broad consultation, consensus and authorization from recognized church mother bodies. He said such representations are potentially misleading and do not reflect the collective position of the Church. Accordingly, all EFZ affiliates and church leaders are requested to refrain from associating themselves with such initiatives and to communicate this guidance within their respective networks, said Reverend Kasungami. He added that EFZ continues to stand in solidarity with the bereaved family, and adding that the church mother body remains engaged with both the family and government to ensure a dignified burial for the late President Edgar Lungu. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has refuted allegations circulating on social media suggesting that it has impounded goods belonging to a political party. ZRA Corporate Affairs Manager Oliver Nzala says, contrary to the claims, there are no goods in custody belonging to any political party or entity. Mr. Nzala said the authority has a well-defined processes and procedures for goods clearance at all borders, and that all border and warehouse detentions are strictly based on standard customs verification and tax compliance. The enforcement of tax laws is executed impartially and independent of the political climate, said Mr. Nzala in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He further said investigations into claims that it impounded trucks belonging to a political organization have revealed that the allegations are false, adding that all cargo interceptions at borders and checkpoints are routine customs enforcement operations aimed at verifying tax compliance rather than politically motivated actions. Mr. Nzala stated that while any imported goods detained or seized by the authority are subject to standard customs duties regardless of the owner's political affiliation, and that there are currently no goods belonging to any political party in its custody, he has assured taxpayers and the general public that tax laws are applied uniformly to all citizens and businesses regardless of political affiliation, and that ZRA staff are required to adhere to a strict code of conduct enforcing impartiality and professionalism.
Look, firstly, there is no, there are no goods belonging to any political party that are in the custody of the Zambia Revenue Authority. Should there be such a case, we invite, the aggrieved parties to bring forward that information, mention the border, where these goods are, but most important also, engage the Zambia Revenue Authority, starting with the station. Let them, depending on the circumstances of their grievances, let them appeal to that station.
Governance expert Rudolf Mwanza has urged Zambians to embrace the peaceful election environment currently prevailing in the country as it heads towards the general elections. Mr. Mwanza said if what some people describe as boring elections means fewer incidents of violence, less intimidation and no loss of life, then that is the kind of democracy Zambia should aspire to. He said Zambia must continue moving towards a political culture where ideas triumph over violence and peace becomes the true measure of democratic progress. As the campaign period progresses, some citizens have described the electoral environment as boring compared to previous elections, But what many are calling boring is in reality a reflection of political maturity and democratic growth, said Mr. Mwanza in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He noted that elections should never be judged by the level of drama, violence, or the amount of money circulating in communities, but rather by the quality of ideas presented to the electorate. Mr. Mwanza further alleged that some of those complaining about the election period being boring may have become accustomed to political handouts, a practice he said undermines democracy by influencing political participation through financial incentives rather than informed decision making. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanza has encouraged citizens to turn out in large numbers during the forthcoming general elections and exercise their democratic right to vote. The Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, says Zambia and five other Southern African Development Community, SADC member states, including Botswana, Malawi, Lesotho, Mozambique and Zimbabwe, have collaborated to substantially reduce and harmonize mobile roaming tariffs under the One Network Area ONA Roaming Initiative. ZICTA Corporate Communications Manager Hanford Chaba said the ONA initiative seeks to ensure cost-reflective roaming tariffs while enhancing consumer welfare with an emphasis on reducing data tariffs, given the central role of data services in driving economic growth and digital innovation. Mr. Chaba said mobile network operators have implemented significant reductions in roaming tariffs for data, voice and SMS services, ranging from 3% to as high as 93%. These reductions underscore Zambia's commitment to improving affordability and accessibility of ICT services for all consumers, said Mr. Chaba in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka. He further said the initiative has facilitated the conclusion of new bilateral roaming agreements among mobile network operators, including agreements that previously did not exist, and that the development is also expected to enhance service availability and ensure a more seamless communication experience for consumers traveling within participating countries. Mr. Chaba said this milestone aligns with a decision taken by the heads of state and ministers responsible for information communication technology, ICT, from Zambia, Botswana, Malawi and Zimbabwe at the Transform Africa Summit in June 2023, to implement a single-digit market. In African news, government forces and opposition fighters have exchanged heavy gunfire in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, as a row over delays to elections has escalated. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud's term in office ended on 15 May but was extended by a year. The opposition said this was unconstitutional and called for protests on Thursday. Gunfire was reported in several neighborhoods of the capital and persisted throughout the night, according to accounts by residents. Coming up shortly, Israel and Lebanon agreed to implement ceasefire if Hezbollah stops attacks. This and more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Israel and Lebanon have agreed to renew their fragile ceasefire and create a number of pilot security zones inside Lebanon in which Hezbollah operators would be banned, the U.S. State Department has announced. A joint statement said the agreement was contingent on a complete cessation of attacks by the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah, among other conditions. The three countries also rejected any attempt by any state or non-state actor